The package holiday of today is quite different from the package holiday that you and I and a lot of listeners will remember back in the day of your budget travel and your Joe Walsh tours and all of that. It was very limited. You know, the old style package was on a set day because it was on a charter and it usually went on a Saturday at a specific time and you could have 7 days or 14 days and there was no, nothing in between. And it was based on a pretty limited number of hotels and apartments, and we all remember the brochures and you went through the brochure and you picked one of the nine hotels or whatever. And the transfer was in a coach. And if you were the last person to be dropped to your hotel, you could be 2 hours in the coach waiting to get... And we were happy enough at the time.
Yeah.
All that is gone. Completely gone. You know, the modern package, you can avail of any flight you want on any day. Now, you know, the reality is they're mostly Ryanair and Aer Lingus flights. There's still the odd charter here and there. But that gives you the flexibility of any kind of a duration. And most people these days are going for, you know, 9, 10, 11 nights rather than your 7 or 14. The transfers are all private transfers. So it's just you and your family or your partner or whoever in a car or a small minibus, depending on how many of you there are. And you have the option to upgrade to a premium car or like a Merc or something if it's a honeymoon or a special occasion. And then in terms of accommodation, it's pretty much any hotel or apartment you want. The world is your oyster. Anything you want or anything that somebody like myself might recommend or where there's good value or that's near the beach or has kids clubs or has air conditioning or, you know, all of the things that people are going to need. All of that is included. So the modern package or the dynamic package, as we have
hugely
been calling
different
it,
to the original.
Hugely different and better standard overall. It is no wonder the demand for them is up.
It's costing us more money, though.
It is costing you more money, but it's a better quality product. But, you know, between inflation and the price of fuel and all of those things, when demand goes up, the price goes up. It's the same in most walks of life. That is the reality. I mean, comparing pre-COVID, 2019 was a busy year for travel. 2023 has blown it out of the water, you know, so that'll tell you the recovery that has been there, the money that's available out there. But the standard of accommodations as well has improved enormously over the years. Even during COVID, so many hotels and apartments abroad, they took the opportunity, they knew they were going to be closed for a year and a half or whatever, and they upgraded, they improved the standards. Overall, the standards have improved enormously. And at the upper end, your 4 stars and your 5 stars, there's huge demand for it. There is huge demand for business class on long-haul flights. You wouldn't believe it.
Wow.
It's quite incredible. And, you know, it's great for the industry and it's good for the customer as well.
And are people saving in advance? Are they saying to themselves, I'm going to save for the next 12 months or 2 years? Because not everyone can go away every year. And are they saving intentionally because they know the product is better and they'll enjoy it more, maybe?
Yes, yeah. And most times you can put a deposit on it well in advance, just like you could in the old days. You don't necessarily have to always pay in advance, so that certainly helps. And you can pay off as you go along, just like you could in the old days as well. You know, most travel agents, and at this stage most of them are home workers like myself, not all now, but a lot. And you can arrange payment anytime you want. Most of us, our business, for example, Travel Counsellors, we have an app. You could be sitting down watching TV and paying off €20 off your holiday, and I'll see it going through, but I've no interaction with it.
Yeah.
You do it when you want. Pay €30, pay €20, pay €10, anything you want. You could pay it off in a couple of months. It's a great way
to do it, no doubt about that. Especially, you know, and I think part of the fun is the planning and the saving for something to look forward to. But who's providing the package holidays these days? We remember all the big names, but they're not all there anymore.
No, they're not all there. There are, you know, a couple of big players. Ourselves, Travel Counsellors, are growing all of the time. We have a lot of franchisees. That's what we are. We're franchisees. We all work from home. Most of us, like myself, have been in the business for a long number of years. Very good experience, you know. A lot of my colleagues around the country, they either worked for an airline, they worked for a tour operator, or they worked in a travel agency, or like myself, previously ran a travel agency. We had a family business in town for many years, as you recall. So we have the experience, we know what we're talking about, and we provide a good service. That's what we believe. The other thing to remember is that, you know, when a client buys a package which is created by myself or a travel agent or somebody like me, it's licensed and bonded. It's covered by our license and bond. Whereas if Joe Bloggs books a flight with Ryanair online himself and then goes to booking.com or wherever and books a hotel, there is no such cover in place for it. So that is the other reason that our packages have maintained their popularity, regained their popularity, whatever way you want to
look at it. Are you surprised by that? Or is it, because the quality is better, you're not so surprised
anymore? I'm not so surprised. The quality is better, but the service is better too. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know yourself, if you try to ring Aer Lingus because there is an issue with a booking you made on AerLingus.com, and I'm not picking on Aer Lingus, all the airlines are like that, and you try and ring them to inquire about there's a time change or a flight cancellation or there's an ash cloud or whatever it might be, and there's also or COVID or whatever it might be. You try to get through to an airline, you'll have great difficulty getting through to an airline. Or if you go on their website, you'll be talking to a bot. You know, whereas with
they're
me
a scourge.
Or a travel agent,
yes,
I answer the phone. It's me, and I have the answers to your questions pretty quick. And people want that. People are sick of bots and call centres and press button 4 for whatever you want. So it's the personal service. It's better service. And that's why the package is doing so well.
It's great to see it. And of course, there are people who prefer to have it all sorted for them.
That's the thing.
And there are others who like to do all of that themselves.
And that's fine.
And that's fine as well. Have you seen an increase in people, Garrod, who are coming to you to arrange their holidays for them?
Very much so. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I'm very busy. All of my colleagues are very busy. The other thing to remember as well is, advice about visas, vaccinations, your passport, booking the right name, all of the different things, And of course, the elephant in the room is during COVID, the disruption that was caused to everybody's travel plans. And, there's no doubt about it, and I don't mind saying it, the people who had a travel agent behind them and helping them to solve their problems got their refunds quicker than those who had to wait and wait and wait and wait for their refunds. During COVID, most of us were still very busy, particularly in the early months in 2020, resolving all of the problems and getting refunds for people. Obviously, I hope we don't have COVID or another pandemic again.
Oh, God forbid.
But there's always something, whether it's a strike or an ash cloud or, God forbid, one of the wildfires, there's always something, and the airlines, the car parks at the airports, advice about all of those things and being up to date about all of those things, that's where we come in.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Garrod, for coming in this morning. Earlier I was speaking to Ollie Gleeson from Ollie's Tours. Ollie, of course, is operating here in County Clare. I spoke to him earlier this morning. First, I asked him to remind us about exactly what he's doing.
I run a in-destination tour operator called Ollie's Tours, which is just fancy words for I'll meet you there. And basically what I do is we run small group tours in Ennis, Doolin, Cliffs of Moher, the Aran Islands, things like that. And our aim is just to entertain the hell out of people when they come to Ireland.
And who's your main market? Who comes to you mostly?
Probably 95-99% USA, Canada. Very likely, yeah.
So they find you online, they decide they want to do a tour with you. And is it just the towns? Is it the Cliffs of Moher? Because I know you're very active on social media and we see all the gallivanting that goes on in the Cliffs of Moher. Where do people want to go on tours?
Well, they find us online, first of all. Google Ads works well for us, social media, TripAdvisor. Word of mouth is huge, and particularly in the last year, I've seen a massive increase in people who've come on our tours maybe 5-6 years ago. They're telling their friends about us, and they're coming. So that's compounding massively. But what do they want to do? The vast majority are getting off the plane in either Dublin or Shannon. And they're arriving into Ireland, and their first stop is more than likely the Cliffs of Moher. But after that, they're looking to do a lot of kind of off the beaten track stuff. So where we see a lot of our popularity is the fact that we can offer something different to just the classic tourist trail stuff. So we can, instead of just driving, let's say, to the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Centre, we can offer kind of a more immersive experience. We can show them things that most people won't get to see. We go over to the Aran Islands. We've teamed up with the O'Briens and the ferry company there, and so we can do a bike tour on the Aran Islands. You don't just have to go to the island and walk around by yourself. We can do a 2-hour bike tour. We introduce you to some locals on the island, things like that. And of course, our Ennis tour, my flagship tour.
In and around the town of Ennis.
I love it.
Very few Irish saw doing your tours, but when you're out and about with your clients, have you noticed whether more Irish are staying at home?
Irish, so it's actually funny, Pat. After COVID 2021, I'd say for the first half, because lockdown was just lifting, it was all Irish. Irish, Irish, Irish. And I didn't have one American until I think July 30th or something like that. And I don't know what happened, but there was a switch. Mm-hmm. And just like that, the Irish kind of dipped massively and the international market arrived. And ever since that, the dip has been more severe and less Irish are coming and more and more and more international visitors. Now, it's not just American people. We get a lot of people from the UK, mainland Europe. But I would say in the month of July, for example, I'd say we had less than 20 Irish people on our tours.
And are you hearing from people whether Irish are staying at home or going overseas these years?
There's a lot more people going overseas, and you can probably see it yourself. After COVID, during COVID, we couldn't leave, and so it was actually beautiful because we got to rediscover the beauty of Ireland, myself included, but people definitely have the travel bug to get in the plane and go see other parts of the world at the moment.
What do you hope will happen in the future? Do you hope that more people will stay at home, or are you happy with the model that you already have yourself?
From my business or in general?
Well, from your own business perspective, yeah.
From my own business, I think we can showcase Ireland very well to the international visitor, and that's what we plan to do. But for the Irish tourism product has so much to offer for Irish people, so much to offer for Irish people. And I think a great advocate for that would be Roz Purcell. If you can follow her on Instagram, she's showcasing so much kind of free kind of hikes. It doesn't have to be a massive budget to go visit all around Ireland. She's huge. A lot of other people are showcasing like really the best of Ireland. There's so much to do in Ireland for Irish people. You do not have to go abroad. And those people who are staying in Ireland and making their holiday, if they're coming from Dublin over to Clare or vice versa, they are loving it. So there is a lot to do.
And the clients that you would have, and you're chatting with them and you're having the crack or going for coffee or a pint, whatever, how do they rate Ireland in terms of cost in particular?
Do you know what? I actually ask that question a lot. I'm like, do you find Ireland cheap? Do you find it expensive? Do you find it average? They don't mind it. It's actually fine. I thought it might be, they might see it as kind of expensive sometimes, but no, most of my clientele, they find Ireland very reasonable and they're happy out to come. And yeah, there you go. I was kind of pleasantly surprised to hear that. But
so no complaints about the cost of car hire. Flying into Dublin, of course, we prefer to see them flying into Shannon. Do you often hear people saying, well, you know, this is what we've been told. Dublin is where you fly into. We've often heard that said.
I'm getting a lot of more people flying, if not in and out, definitely out of Shannon Airport. Shannon Airport's getting more popular. People are hearing about it more. But Dublin is still massively popular. But regarding the complaints about car hire, that was a massive thing last year because it was through the roof. I haven't heard actually anything about it this year, which is good.